You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 46 degrees, KSL's top story. Streams and rivers were running cold and fast over the weekend, but today's storm will likely add back everything that melted.
The upper Cottonwoods is going to get up to 20 inches of snow, and the Wasatch Mountains could get up to 16. Hydrologist with the National Weather Service, Glenn Merrill, says that's equal to about 1 inch of snow water. It's adding to our upper elevation snowpack as the lower and mid elevations continue to melt. The storm is expected to wind down by tonight with warm days later this week.
KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla. Officials are warning all of us, be careful around streams. Till now, Park City had no answer to the dangerous chemicals seeping into the drinking water. Forever chemicals reintroduced every single winter.
The chemicals are classified as polyfluorical substances, also known as PFAS, a widely used product that contains PFAS, ski wax.
You know, last year there were 7 million skier visits in the state of Utah. When you think about all the wax that wears off of 7 million skis or snowboards, it adds up, it stacks up, and it can have a really big effect.
That was Eric Smith, founder of Board Butter, who are currently developing a plant-based wax. Park City has enacted a ban on the sale and use of fluorowax, but regulating it is still an issue. Smith hopes riders will consider the effects fluorowax has on our environment and said their plant-based solution is currently in the testing phase. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
If you've already turned your sprinklers on, experts are asking you to turn them back off for a little bit longer.
There's no reason at all to be turning your sprinklers on.
That's Tawn Bettis, a USU horticulturalist and co-host of the KSL Greenhouse Show. He says with all the rain we're getting, you don't need water till at least May 1st, preferably using the water between 4 and 9 a.m. Construction begins this week on a section of the Mountain View Corridor. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi with details on the $466 million project.
This section will be different. It'll be a fully functioning freeway. Wyatt Woolley with the Department of Transportation says the portion will run parallel to I-15 to 2100 North and Lehigh, where it will hook up with an east-west section.
So basically, we'll have like a U-shaped full freeway between Mountain View Corridor, 2100 North, and I-15 between Salt Lake County and Utah County.
Currently, commuters are using Redwood Road from 2100 North in Lehigh to Porter Rockwell Boulevard in Salt Lake County. The new freeway section will greatly ease the traffic load on Redwood Road when finished in early 2026. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
U.S. forces intercepted dozens of missiles headed toward Israel over the weekend. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Major General Patrick Ryder releasing the first round of data from the Defense Department's assessment of Iran's weekend strike against Israel.
AOR successfully engaged and destroyed more than 80 one-way attack UAVs and at least six ballistic missiles intended to strike Israel from Iran and Yemen.
He says Iran and its proxies launched more than 300 air threats. The White House says the U.S. is not involved in Israel's decision on whether and how it will respond to the attacks by Iran.
Given the scale of this attack, Iran's intent was clearly to cause significant destruction and casualties.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the attack failed because it was defeated by Israel, the United States, and others committed to Israel's defense. An emotional pro-Palestinian protest shutting down traffic in both directions on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Palestine will be free.
A group calling for an end to military aid to Israel. After hours of blocking the traffic, the California Highway Patrol started making arrests. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
You have till 11:59 tonight to file your federal income tax return. ABC's Jim Ryan says the pandemic is still complicating things for taxpayers and also for the IRS.
Forbes Advisor estimates that nearly 13% of full-time employees are still working from home. That means that more people than ever are taking the home office deduction. But be careful. That tax break is available only if you're self-employed or work as an independent contractor.
If you need more time to work on your taxes, you can file for an extension, but you have to pay by midnight. KSL News Time, 3:35. KSL Sports, all eyes are on Caitlin Clark with just a few hours till the WNBA draft. She's expected to go first to the Indiana Fever. But that's not to overlook another expected first-rounder who's a Lady Ute. ESPN projects Alyssa Peely could be the ninth pick of the draft going to the Dallas Wings. Could happen, might not. The 6'2 forward averaged 21 points per game this past season. KSL News Time 3:35. We have rainy conditions here and there. It's impacting the rush. Ricky Meese is here. First look traffic.
Yeah, crews are still working to clear this crash affecting both directions of Highway 6 by the windmills, but the delays have eased considerably. And the wrapping up of an accident, Redwood Road at 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. How about a hug? It's coming up next. Stay here.
Your neighbor.